There is a part of me that feels ever so guilty about the image that J. Terrell has in this book, for the simple reason that it's a panorama photograph in a portrait orientation book. Therefore, it's relatively small. This image should be large, but in book format, panorama images just have a difficult time. They either jump the gutter, like I talked about with the Roseanne Olsen image in this book, or they're represented disproportionately small. I have seen a few panorama books, long skinny affairs, that are very interesting. Michael A. Smith did a book like that, where he bound it on the top edge of the book, very unusual. So you flip the pages up as you went from panorama to panorama image. The problem of how to represent panorama images in a standard book is just a conundrum that refuses to be solved easily. It's really unfortunate, because panorama compositions are some of the most powerful ones that we can make. In fact, they've become more and more popular as, I think, the movie and television business has continued to stretch farther and farther away from the squarish shape of beginning television and movies to these more and more expansive widescreen presentations. I think we're beginning to learn to see that way more naturally. And as a result, we're starting to photograph that way too. Most digital cameras now come with an aspect ratio of 16:9 that you can choose to make panorama images. The real problem is, how are we going to present these images in book format? It's something that the book industry is going to have to face, or all those great panorama images are going to be seen on tablets and computer monitors where the panorama fits more comfortably and exhibits the qualities of the panorama photograph in a much better way than is typically done in the printed page.